This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, headed to this planet Mars. Dust Devils. Bob Zimmerman is here. Dust Devils are a bother on Earth, Bob, when you're trying to keep the house swept. How are they doing on Mars?
This is interesting. What scientists did is they went through the entire archive of Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter high-resolution images, and they put together a global map of every image that showed the presence of dust devil tracks on the ground, and every image that didn't show dust devil tracks. And they were from that able to produce a map of the global distribution where dust devils occur. And I've got that posted on Behind the Black, so you can see. They tend to occur at about 60-degree latitude. Which is interesting. They occur irrelevant to elevation, so it doesn't seem to be have any impact. Air pressure doesn't seem to have any impact on their existence. Instead, they occur in darker areas where the surface dust covers coarser material. And that's one of the reasons why you see a lot of them in the southern crated highlands in the 60-degree latitude range, the high mid-latitudes. It's just interesting that this gives us information about why InSight failed, because it never got a dust devil across it. It was in a very dry area where there are no dust devils, and why Opportunity and Spirit, they did get dust devils because they're in areas that had more dust devils. And so this is good for future planning. If you're going to use solar panels, you should take this data about where you're going to land into consideration.
Martian gullies, what do they teach us, Bob?
Yes, the gullies they find on Mars on cliff faces look to our human eyes as if they were produced by flowing water going downhill. That's been the prime explanation that's been put forth. But the flowing water on Mars is not possible because the atmosphere is too thin and cold. Scientists have now put forth a theory that carbon dioxide frost, dry ice, essentially causes the erosion. And they've found evidence of this consistently, of dry ice frost in these gullies. And they now put together a process in which the carbon dry ice cycle on Mars, whereby the CO2 in the atmosphere drops as snow or frost and then sublimates back into the atmosphere. That process is what's causing these gullies. That helps explain maybe the lack of water. You're getting features on Mars that were produced not with liquid water, but other alien processes. And we have to apply that to analyzing other things on Mars over the future, John.
And curiosity, looking uphill, we've got a picture of, I love these landscapes. I don't recognize them at all. What are we looking at?
Curiosity is moving uphill to get to some geological formations called boxwork. I've got a map on Behind the Black to show what this picture is. It's just an alien terrain, once again. You don't find places on Earth that are this devoid of life and have this kind of surface geology because the atmosphere isn't, and there's no rain, so it doesn't wear things out the same way.
Voyager. Voyager 1, which I've said goodbye to several times. Is it back?
It's still flying. Both Voyager 1 and 2 outside the solar system are still working, but barely. Engineers, because of a lot of reasons, have managed to bring a set of thrusters back to life after they were shut down in 2004. So after almost two decades, they figured out how to get these thrusters to work again. This gives the Voyager 1 additional backup as it flies beyond the solar system. The goal here is to make it last until 27, which would be the 50th anniversary of their launch. And that would be quite spectacular, keeping spacecraft alive for a half century.
When it's apprehended by an alien culture that turns it into a monster and sends it after Star Trek. Okay, Star Trek, beware. Voyager is approaching trouble. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.